Tonight our learning is sponsored by Moshe and Roberta Stoll in memory of Moshe's mother, Tishrana Miriam Bas Moshe Alevi, Zichrono Levracha, and by Stanley Turitz in memory of his father, Zeb Ben Chaim Reuven, Zichrono Levracha. We finished saying yesterday that there is a halacha. It's based on a Brais and Mesech HaShabbos. It's Paskin by the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Reish Mem Ches Aleph, that one is not supposed to get on a ship 3 days before Shabbos. Ein Mafligin Besvina, and we discussed different reasons for that were given in the Rishonim, but the Isser is, again, it is Paskin, that it is recorded Halacha L'maisa. Now, the question that I posed at the end of our Devar Halacha last night was when exactly this prohibition begins. And I noted it seems like a little bit of a silly question, because the Braisa indeed says that you should not get on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. It's not so difficult to count to three or to calculate 3 days, and yet we do have a three-way Malchokas that is recorded by the Beis Yosef in his commentary on Aruch Chaim Reish Mem Ches as to how exactly to indeed calculate these 3 days. The first view that the Beis Yosef quotes is that you should not get on a boat Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Again, that is the most intuitive view. Shlosha Yamim Kodem HaShabbos. You need to make sure that the 3 days before Shabbos, you're not getting on a boat. He notes that this is the opinion of the Rivash in Siman Yud Zayin. And he says this is probably the most intuitive opinion in terms of how to read the Gemara. That is the first opinion that he quotes. Then he notes that the Rush, if you look in the Piskei Rush, one can make a diuk where the Rush implies that one is allowed to get onto a boat on Wednesday. Now, if you're allowed to get onto a boat on Wednesday, how do you read the Braisa, which says that it is Shlosha Yamim Kodem HaShabbos? It says you have to read it, and sometimes we do have instances of this in Halacha, where the 3 days includes Shabbos itself. It doesn't literally mean 3 days before Shabbos, the way the Rivash understands it. It's within 3 days of Shabbos. So Shabbos is included as day number three. You just need to make sure that for the 2 days before Shabbos, Friday and Thursday, you're not getting onto a boat, but Wednesday would be permitted. And then he quotes a third opinion, the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham, quoting the Ramban, who says that even on Thursday, one is actually allowed to get onto a boat. The prohibition is specifically for Erev Shabbos, exclusively for Erev Shabbos. It's only on Friday. The Beis Yosef kind of throws up his hands. He says, I don't understand that view. It doesn't really make sense to me. It doesn't seem to fit with the Gemara. But he does record that was an opinion in the Rishonim. And those are the three views presented by the Beis Yosef. Now, in terms of the understanding or making sense of these different opinions as to how many days it is, of course, again, you do have the textual question as to how to read the Braisa. But if we're just talking about the issue conceptually, it could actually hinge upon the Machlokas that we discussed yesterday regarding what the basis of this prohibition is. We noted there are two main opinions in the Rishonim. There's a third that's mentioned as well, but two primary opinions in the Rishonim as to what the issue is. The opinion of the Rif was that it is a problem of Oneg Shabbos. You're going to be tossing and turning at sea. You're not going to be able to properly focus on the joy of Shabbos because you're going to be seasick and nauseous the entire time. So that is the problem. Make sure that you're on board 3 days in advance so you have time to acclimate to your new environment. And by the time Shabbos comes, you'll be used to it and you'll be able to properly enjoy Shabbos. And the Baal HaMaor maintained that the concern was something else. He said that the concern is you're likely putting yourself into a situation of pikuach nefesh, which you're going to have to violate Shabbos. And even though we allow the violation of Shabbos for matters of Pikuach Nefesh, we actually encourage you to violate Shabbos for matters of Pikuach Nefesh. You have an obligation to do so. You don't want to do so immediately before Shabbos. That would be just an affront to Shabbos because you're effectively saying, I'm deliberately putting myself into an environment when I'm not going to be able to keep Shabbos as we would ideally like it to be kept. Now, why might that influence our Machlokas here? So the Beis Yosef suggests that according to that second opinion, that opinion of the Baal HaMaor, you must have 3 full days before Shabbos that you're not boarding the boat, and boarding on Wednesday would pose a problem. Why? Because we have a general principle that 3 days, Mekameh Shabbosah, before Shabbos is already the domain of the next Shabbos. It's already within the sphere of influence of the next Shabbos. And this is reflected in a lot of halachos. There's a well-known halacha that Havdalah, technically speaking, can be made up until Tuesday, because the first 3 days of the week are still within the domain of the previous Shabbos. Once you reach Wednesday, you're within the domain of the coming Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef says, if you adopt that svara of the Baal HaMaor, that it's all about, again, this affront to Shabbos by deliberately placing yourself in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh close to Shabbos, we would define it by that three-day structure that is already considered within the domain and sphere of influence of the second Shabbos. If it's a matter of just acclimating to the boat in order to make sure you're not going to be seasick, then there's a lot of flexibility. On average, how long does it take people to acclimate to a ship? To be honest with you, I don't know the answer to that question. But you could see different svaras being offered. Some people might say it's 72 hours. Some people might say 48. In theory, I could see somebody just saying 24. That third opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham B'Shem HaRamban, that it's only going to be Friday. In theory, you could have said if it's just about acclimating to the environment, then there's much more flexibility in terms of what time interval one needs in order to properly do so. How do we pass Halacha L'maisa on this issue? So the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Mem Ches of Katan Dalet quotes two opinions. He says that the Magen Avraham is Machmir, and he says that the Gra was Mekil on this issue. So you have a machlokas again of the Gedolei Achronim, the Magen Avraham, saying you should not get on a boat on Wednesday. The Gras saying you can get on a boat on Wednesday. You should only avoid getting onto a boat on Thursday. The Shmir Shabbos Kelchaza in Perek Lamed Seif Simin Samech Vav Paskins L'chumra, like the Magen Avraham, that one should not get onto a boat even on Wednesday. So that really is how we would paskin on this issue. Now the question is, if we are going to indeed be machmir for the Magen Avraham, or let's say we're not even machmir for the Magen Avraham, let's say we're making like the Gra, and you happen to be getting on a ship that departs on a Thursday, is there any grounds for kula, given the nature of sea travel nowadays and the many ways that it's different from sea travel in the times of Chazal, is there any room for leniency to allow somebody to get onto a boat on Thursday or Friday, or Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? Be'ez Hashem, that is the shaila we'll discuss tomorrow night.